Blog Talk Radio.
This is Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I am like on a super, now I do not do drugs, but I'm on a natural super high because literally exiting an awesome blogtalkradio.com end of the year celebration with none other than the founder, the co-founder, Alan Levy, Amy Domestico, BTR staffers galore, host Rodney Perry, and just called in at the end of the 2-hour celebration. I mean, we just had an amazing great time. Just want to thank Mr. Alan Levy and the BTR staffers and my and fellow hosts and producers here at Blog Talk Radio for just an awesome, awesome time. I invited many of my online friends, and whom many of you are my real life friends too, to listen in. I hope you did. But if you didn't, of course, you know I'm going to share it everywhere and also check it out because I'm definitely going to re-listen. We had an awesome, good time. And any questions that you all want to know about how blogtalkradio.com was created was answered tonight. And also, we just had a good conversation from callers in the chat room, everything, talking about all and everything awesome about blogtalkradio.com. And Mr. Allen talked about how amazing 2013 would be, how there would be so many new features introduced to the BTR community, and we are super, super excited. And he just praised us because we are so awesome. we love him and think he's so awesome, and it is just amazing how awesome and how supportive he is of us, the blogtalkradio.com host and community and the listening audience. I mean, really. So this has just been an amazing, amazing night. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. It's almost time for Kwanzaa, the day after Christmas. And then the big NYE, and 2013 will be here. So let's make the best of our holiday season. Thank you so much for being supportive of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I can't believe it'll be 2 years. In March, on March 21st, I talked to Big Mike. Y'all remember Big Mike? He was a co-host when I first started broadcasting here at blogtalkradio.com. That dude, I talked with him earlier today. So he's sending much holiday love.
Bells will be ringing. That's sad, sad news. The blues, my baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carols.
In the air.
Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. Take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time.
thank you.
Thank you.
Six Strand Woody.
Thank you.
amazing song, amazing artist. You are listening to Terrific Thursday, primetime edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Oh, yeah. Hope you're enjoying the end of the year. It's time for a new one. An amazing Christmas special on right now on ABC, and we just had an amazing, great time with the co-founder, Alan Levy. Oh, my God, it was such an amazing. Check it out. Also, you all know I'm going to share it all over the place, but check it out. You learn so many things regarding the broadcast. Alan and Friends 2012 year-end celebration. You know, that is what you look for. Okay, it was an amazing broadcast. I thought it was gonna be 3 hours, but it was 2 hours. It was from 7 to 9 Central Standard Time because I was getting sad. Even though I was looking forward to spending time with you all, the listening audience, I was getting sad. Like, oh, I'm gonna miss the last hour. But it was a 2 hour broadcast, and those 2 hours went by so fast. And to follow his show and to network with him, the Alan Levy Show. When you see that, that is the man with the plan that created the show, most definitely. So listen to it. If you have never heard his story of how blogtalkradio.com was created, and you just hear all the staffers and the hosts, different hosts just discuss how wonderful blogtalkradio.com is. And, you know, and really how we are so blessed. Because I'm always thanking the listening audience for listening and supporting the show, and those of you that send music and information and that have been guests on the show or special guest hosts, thank you. It's definitely appreciated. That's what makes a community. That's how we effectively network, right? Most definitely, and informing all one another of what's actually and really going on in today's world. So, wow, is today your birthday? Happy birthday, you Christmas baby. So I hope you're having a super, super awesome time. Many of my online friends are celebrating birthdays. And, of course, I tell you all that my attorney, crazy friend, attorney, Jay Lucas' birthday is tomorrow, and some of you I know some people are like joking about tomorrow. I hope tomorrow isn't our last day. Brian Cuban mentioned on LinkedIn, well, it's already tomorrow in Australia, so I guess everything is pretty safe now. You know, so I guess. Well, I don't have anything to say. We'll just see what goes on after tomorrow. I just know a special person in my life birthday is tomorrow, and I think winter starts, like, tomorrow or Saturday. So, like, wow. But, yes, Alan and Friends' 2012 year-end celebration was a super, super blast. It was good. Because I meant to really check it out on Google Plus. Because I would not have known about it, really, until maybe the last minute if I had not received an invite. So I was very honored to, well, I guess all of the hosts received invites, but I was just so honored to get that invite. I'm looking at my emails. I said, oh, Chris Angel has a new YouTube video. Probably his birthday was on the 19th. His birthday was yesterday, so... Okay, he has uploaded his law Saturday. I thought he had a law Saturday from this past weekend. So big shout out to all the laws. Do you all love his haircut? I love it. I love him with long hair, but I love him with short hair. And I know a couple years ago I told him, because I like networking with him, that it would be so awesome if he had his hair cut. And I see his hair is cut, and it's really cut similar to a precision cut that I had 2 years ago, ironically, but I think his haircut looks pretty awesome. Let's see. I'm trying not to waste any time, but I know a lot of Laurels are listening to the show, so trying to get this Chris Angel Law Saturday, celebrating his birthday, out amongst those that I network with and those of you who love the work of Chris Angel. You know, he's a major humanitarian also. I wonder when is he getting married? He's been engaged for like 2 years. I wonder if they set a date yet. Or were they just like surprises, like some of these other celebrity couples have surprised us by, you know, tying a knot. let's see. Okay, I have film favorites. I've liked it. I'm sharing it. I'm going to share it on Tumblr right quick. That way it is distributed among all of my social networking pages and not being repetitive. That's a pet peeve of mine also, when there are multiple postings of the same thing, you know, and I know that happens every once in a while on my pages. Like, I have multiple postings because sometimes it's because I, a lot of my social networking profiles are connected to one another. But I know if I go ahead and put everything out on the Tumblr universe, where you can follow me at Culture Shock Inc. Beth, KULTURESHOKENTBTH .tumblr.com. So I'm just trying to check my emails and see if there's any talk about preparing for Christmas and New Year's Eve, because that is the topic tonight. And also, I said I would combine Tuesday's topic, since I didn't do Tuesday's show with business interview etiquette. And so I'm going to do my best to combine those topics. And of course, tomorrow we're talking sports, and I already told you I am talking Saints and Cowboys tomorrow in regards to sports, and also other amazing sports news. So I see where Rec New York has an article about called The Best Trends of 2012. And let's see what this article entails. Oh, well, it stormed like crazy this morning. If I had broadcast at 5:30, you all would have heard all kind of rain and thunder and real strong winds. But happy holidays. I know, I want to talk about these top trends of 2012, but it's taken forever for the email to open up. Okay, it's opening up. Top trends of 20, what were the best trends of 2012? And this is composed by Tiffany Yanetta. As 2012 draws to a close, we're surveying our friends in the fashion industry about the year's biggest news stories and most exciting developments. First up, best trends. Kaylee, store owner of Ott. This year I saw some really great trends like high-low hems and skirts, dresses and tops, pastels for spring, and for fall it was all about burgundy leather and loops detailing. Leather leggings are a major trend by shoppers. And Eddie Tay and Paul Berardi, store owners of Odin, camouflage color soles early in the year and seeing dress shoes worn casually rather than sneakers. Then Lindsey Green, who is a fashion publicist, said that wedge sneakers. Tana Tabor, store owner of In God We Trust, I'm loving all the ankle booties in all shapes and sizes, electric blue, and I'm sort of a sucker for sequins. Kirsten Fleming, writer at the New York Post, the jock in me loves the sporty trend of 2012. Baseball caps, varsity jackets and comfort sneakers. Unfortunately, it seems that I was shopping for Dom DeLuise when I was in high school, so I wasn't able to recycle any of my old sporty duds like my Letterman jacket and Adidas gear. Why don't we buy everything large then when we were small in the 90s? I also love mid-drift Baron, retro styles, anything neon and graphic sweaters. I want to get my abs back to where I can, look great in mid-drift items. Morgan Yakas, store owner of Number 6, beautiful monochromatic color mixing menswear with a feminine twist and a pairing black with white. And then it's Karen Barrison, store owner of Number 6, DIY clothing and accessories. Everyone I know made or customized their own things. That is very popular. Everyone brings out that inner DIY in them. Ms. Hatton, fashion blogger. I don't have a favorite as I prefer not to follow trends. I believe you can't go wrong with classics. Classics are staples most of the time. And you definitely cannot go wrong with a classic staple item. That's me saying the staple item. Faith Hope Consolo, chairman of the retail group at Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Shoes, we've seen some amazing newcomers from around the world. Brian Atwood, Nicholas Kirkwood, Melissa Schutz, and more. Then add the expansion of the shoe departments at Macy's, Saks, and Barney's, soon to be joined by Lord Taylor. We're also seeing more and more in-store boutiques from Vendel's Ground Floor of Accessories, Rice opening in Bloomingdale's, Bhutan at Macy's. I can go on and on, and children's clothing particularly at the high end. I placed the first U.S. Armani Junior and Caramel Baby and Child, among others. There are some really cheek kids out there. And then the Shop Hound fashion blogger, the incredible strength of New York's menswear community and designers. Never has there been such a strong concentration of young talent in the men's field in New York, along with the press and retailers dedicated to supporting and promoting them. Time for a separate men's fashion week ASAP. Oh, I am a big supporter of guys and guys' fashion, and that would be so awesome. Okay, I'm liking this, so you all can check this out on Facebook. What were the best trends of 2012? So there it is on Facebook if you want to check that out. Congratulations to Miss America for becoming Miss Universe. That's amazing. Okay. I want to share with you celebrity birthdays. Oh, Miami played the Heat tonight. I mean, the Mavericks played the Heat tonight. Oh, my God. Miami played the Heat. That's all crazy. There is a lot of fun stuff going on. Okay. PV Electronics. I hope I didn't miss this. I hope this is not anything in the past. I hope it's like coming up in the near future. Those of you that like webcast, tune into PV.com live stream tonight, December 20th at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if that's Pacific Standard Time, Central Standard Time, that would be at 10 o'clock. So in a matter of minutes, there would be a live stream from PV.com, a live streaming webcast of Great White featuring Jack Russell. They perform an invitation-only show at PV Hollywood. And you know, People Electronics is based in Meridian, Mississippi. So that is super awesome right there. Hopefully I'll get a chance to check out some of it. But just letting you all know, just check out pvelectronics.com and you can see that. A lot of new movies out. Okay. Please excuse me. I know. I want this, trying to get to this email to discuss celebrity birthdays like I always do. Shout out to Amy Jo Berman, also known as Amy Jo Neal. Style.com has an article called Sex in the City Before They Were Stars. Interesting. Okay, today in history. South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union. In 1790, the first successful cotton mill in the United States began operating at Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And then in 1803, the Louisiana Purchase was completed as the territory was formally transferred from France to the United States during ceremonies in New Orleans. And in 1864, Confederate forces evacuated Savannah, Georgia, as Union General William T. Sherman continued his march to the sea. 1879, Thomas Edison privately demonstrated his incandescent light at Menlo Park, New Jersey. In 1946, the Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life, had a preview showing for charity at New York City's Globe Theater a day before its official premiere. And in 1963, the Berlin Wall was opened for the first time to West Berliners, who were allowed one-day visits to relatives in the eastern sector of the holidays. In 1976, Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley died at age 74. 1989, the United States sent troops into Panama to topple the government of Manuel Noriega. 1999, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that homosexual couples are entitled to the same benefits and protections as wedded couples. And in 2002, Trent Lott resigned as Senate Republican leader 2 weeks after igniting a politically firestorm with racially charged remarks. In 2005, New York City transit workers began a 3-day strike. So don't mess with those kids, huh? On today's birthday, on the 20th, New York Mets third baseman David Wright turned 30 today. John Hillerman, actor, Magnum P.I., 80. You know, Chris, I bet you hear me calling. I hear you calling. Rock musician, Kid, 67. Uri Geller, illusionist, 66. Dick Wolf, TV producer, Law and Order Show, 66. Alan Parsons, rock musician, 64. Billy Bragg, rock singer, 55. Chris Robinson, rock singer, The Black Crowes. David Cook, singer, now. Wow, cool. And actor Jonah Hill turns 29 years young today. So happy birthday to our favorite celebrities and those of you that are non-celebs, but you are a star. Thank you, and happy birthday to you. Trying to share this like I always do on my Facebook page. Praying for Connecticut, praying for the entire world, praying for world peace, praying for more love. To exist within this world. Excuse my pause. Please do. Okay, let me head back to the switchboard. I left the switchboard to see what was new in the email so I could share with you. only a few more days to Christmas. I'm not superstitious. I don't consider myself to be a superstitious person, but I cannot wait to go on a work and vacation where I can just chill and relax and work. You know, catch up on some things I really need to work on and make contact regarding certain things. You know, it's the end of the year, and it's time for us to, you know, it's always time for us to do, to have our mind right and our mindset right. But those of us that like, there was a time where I didn't make a resolution. There's a few times I was like many are today. I was thinking of making a resolution, but resolutions and new goals and old goals are reinforcements. You know, really, it's true. You don't have to wait till the new year. You can do set your own goals and reset them anytime during the year. But this is a fun time, and but you know, resolutions, many of them nowadays are very serious. Oh, we have a caller in the chat room. So I hadn't been on the switch, I hadn't looked at the switchboard. We have a caller, maybe someone just listening, maybe someone that also would like to make a comment. Like I said before, I'm just still in awe of celebrating with the co-founder, the founder himself, Adam Levy, in regards of just celebrating blogs, everything that's so awesome about blogtalkradio.com. And Elder Barnes Jr. will be soon. But let's say hello to the caller before I play another song. Hello.
Hi,
welcome to the second.
Hi, it's Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Hi. I wanted to say happy holiday to you.
Thank you. Happy holiday. Happy holiday to you also.
Yeah, you just didn't know I was here. I was like, oh my God, she doesn't realize someone's trying to call him.
Yeah. Did you participate in the celebration with the founder of BlogTalkRadio.com tonight?
Yeah, I had an experience with that.
Yeah, it was a blast. I loved it.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Didn't you listen?
Yeah, I had a little listen to it.
Oh. Did
you? You know, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it sure was. Did you broadcast this evening? Because I never can catch you on Thursday evening. What time do you air on Thursday?
I was on at 3 p.m. your time.
Okay, but you were on from 3 to 5. Okay, because I thought I was going to catch. I thought you broadcast a little earlier on Thursday.
Yeah, it's really
so
early.
You're an hour earlier on Thursday.
Yeah, 2 hours earlier because we start at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. And finish at 10, but on the Thursday we start at 8 p.m. Our time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. To 5 p.m. Eastern.
So
it's a bit earlier, and so we miss some people sometimes. But you know,
okay.
The podcast.
Yeah, but I like to catch the beginning of your show, and then I said, well, at least I catch the last hour, and I was like, well, where is she? You know, I never can find you on Thursdays.
Yeah, we're
where
there.
What have we been talking about this week?
We were talking about how to have a drama-free relationship, not just for Christmas, but the whole year. So
what's
those
that?
People who...
Oh, drama-free relationship.
Yeah. Drama-free
relationship. That sounds like my kind of relationship. Wow. But, well, is a drama-free relationship, does the any exist?
Yeah.
Drama-free.
Absolutely. So, putting a ban out to anybody who's going to bring you drama over the holidays. Get them, ban them, you know, tell them, you know, it's not going to happen, you know, make good agreements. and have a good time, but don't allow any drama.
So
I have
to listen to that. So what was Tuesday's?
Oh, Steve. Are you talking about Steve?
Sorry, Beth. I'm listening.
No, what were you saying?
Hey, what was Tuesday's topic?
Oh, Tuesday. Tuesday was talking about why relationships don't work, part two. Because then we had a part one the first week, and then we had a part two Tuesday gone. So we just went a bit deeper with the topic.
Oh, cool. And are you broadcasting on Christmas on Tuesday?
No. I'm inviting you to come on the 1st of January to join me. I'm having a kind of giving thanks day on my show, where all the people I've worked with over the year, I'm asking them to come back and tell listeners what they've achieved this year and what their plans are for next year.
Okay, this will be January the 1st? This will be January the 1st?
Yes. So it will be 5 p.m. Eastern.
So that'll be 4 o'clock my time.
So come on. Come and say hi to my listeners.
Okay, I will. I will. You're using me live on air right now, confirming that I will. Yes, I will.
Okay, good. And then, you know, tell people about your plans, what you planned for 2013.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited about 2013. So I'm glad you invited me for that, because that's my cup of tea, to talk about, positive things and setting goals. You hear me just then talking about, setting goals and resolutions.
Yeah.
I know we can set goals throughout the year. You know, there's some people that don't believe in that. But, you know, we can set goals and reset our New Year's resolutions any time of the year. But it's just good to get that fresh start and have that right mindset for the beginning of the year. And because I plan on leaving a lot of things. When 2012 is over, a lot of things that I have no business even, like you were saying, I mean, not even – sometimes we can cook up our own little drama in our own world, in our own thoughts. Anything that could be like thoughts that I don't even need, they're staying in 2012. You know?
Move on, leave it behind.
Just leave it all behind and just be more, you better do our best to be very positive. And of course, we deal with the ups and downs of life, but to be positive and what you advise us all the time is, you know, be the person that we want to attract, you know?
So
back to what you were saying about drama, if we have drama thoughts or drama attitude, then of course we're going to attract drama. Many of us have to check ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you told me what we'll be discussing. So, I'll be ready for that. In regards to love and romance, or just in general?
In general.
Okay.
Just how God has blessed you. If you believe in God and what he's done for you, or if you just believe in positive thinking, you know, how it's going to help you this year. And what you plan to do with yourself and your business, you know, whatever ideas you have for the next year ahead.
Well, I'm believing that I've always been a positive thinker, and I've always pretty much kept company with people who are very positive and believe in, you know, you can have it all, regardless of people that have been through ups and downs. But one thing I'm looking at in 2013, I do believe that we can have it all. I have friends, I have friends that talk about who've been through ups and downs, and they have it all. They have the successful business, those that, you know, some people are happily single, But those are the ones that have it all by being happily single. Then there are the ones that feel like I have it all because I have the love interest of my life, the love of my life. I have success in business. I have it, just have it all. So having it all, I guess, is different for different people. So, but I, back to what I was saying, I always, I have an ex who is a late ex now, but he used to always say, you can have it all. And then there's other people, I hear you pretty much say you can have it all too. That's pretty much your concept and your teachings are pretty much like you can have it all. And even though being a positive thinker, I used to think, well, yeah, we can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. But for some reason, I'm feeling that one can really have it all. You know, that's what living a well-balanced life. That's what living
a mind.
What?
I'm saying if you have a good mind, your mind will drive you to where you need to go.
Yeah, so that's what living a well-balanced life is all about, right? Is having it all.
Yeah.
You work on having a well-balanced life. You know, if we're
well,
just a very dead, we'll be working on getting there.
Yeah, but it's mind, body, and spirit. It's the whole three. You know, everything needs to be balanced, in balance. Your mind, your body needs to be in balance. You need to be healthy. You need to be looking after yourself properly. And you need to look after your spirit, too. So that's having the right people around you and having the right thoughts to, you know, and tuning in to whatever your spiritual persuasion is, you know, having that connection with God, with your higher being, that's all important as well. Or if you have no belief at all, you know, whatever it is you in tune with from the universe, stay in tune with that. Or just be in tune with yourself, you know.
Yeah. So that's the angle that that's how I'm talking now, but I'm pretty much consistent on that. That's the angle that I'm coming from when we talk on the first. And that's amazing we've been talking on the first.
Yeah, cool.
So
we will be talking on the first.
So that is amazing. So you really surprised me, and usually your name, Ebony Empress, comes up, and so I was like, well, I wonder who this is. I had left the switchboard for a minute.
But I know who Skype in.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
I need to start Skyping more. So thank you.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
I'm going to leave you.
I want to be nice a few more minutes. What else is going on?
What else is going on for me?
Yeah.
I'm just getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for Christmas. The great thing about this Christmas is my kids have decided they're cooking. They've organized everything.
You're reading my mind because that's what I wanted to know about the food and what's going on.
We don't do turkey. We don't like turkey in our house. So it'll be lamb, chicken, duck, and all the trimmings this year.
We're doing a beef roast. My mother and I, we're doing a roast. And I really can't eat that pork. You don't eat pork, do you?
We're doing a ham.
We're doing a beef roast, I know. And I do love turkey. I love turkey, but I don't think we're doing a turkey. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's all about eating your favorite food. And what else are you cooking?
We're doing the normal kind of bugs and Brussels sprouts. Cranberry sauce. All the things that you'd normally have with turkey. We don't really eat turkey. No one likes it. So
I'll cook a dressing. I'll cook a stuffing. You make dressing or stuffing?
Yeah, we do stuffing. We use we have cranberry sauce. Gravy. we probably will also have a mixture of Caribbean bits as well. So there'll be some fish on the table as well.
Yummy.
If you want fish, tilapia. And then we will have some plantain and some Jamaican salad. Lots of different things.
Wow, okay, cool. So you read my mind. That was my question. It wasn't direct, but you knew exactly what I was talking about.
My son, because he's having a couple of his friends dinner, he asked if we could do curry goat. So we may have some curry goat as well.
Okay, wow. And then we're talking Christmas now. We'll be talking on New Year's Day, but what about your NYE plans?
NYE? What's NYE?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay. New Year's Eve. All right. New Year's Eve, I always go to church for at least an hour at midnight. And then when I've seen the year in, then I go and party.
And it feels so refreshing when you're at church, doesn't it? You're at church on New Year's Eve, it's like a whole different experience.
Absolutely. I like to also fast during the day, and it's just part of that whole reflection, reflecting on where you've been and being thankful and grateful for still being here and looking at what you want to bring. What would you like to bring for the year? So it's a really important time. Try and do meditation as well around that time. It's a good time. Some people do a winter solstice, and that involves, not eating certain foods and meditating from the Christmas right up to the New Year. Some people celebrate Kwanzaa. They're trying to do Kwanzaa.
I recognize Kwanzaa. I would love to celebrate it full-fledged, you know. Do you celebrate it full-fledged? I pay attention.
No,
I recognize it in respect to, the days, but I would love to celebrate it like full-fledged. We have a lot of Kwanzaa celebrations here in Jackson, in Mississippi. Kwanzaa's everywhere.
It's a lovely experience. It really is.
Yeah, but I love the principles of Kwanzaa. But I would love to like really celebrate it, you know. But I do recognize it. And last year I talked about it every day of the Kwanzaa holiday celebrations. But a lot of people celebrate it.
They do here as well.
Yeah,
we have some big celebrations, but it's not as strong as it could be. But is an American thing as well.
Exactly. But I think the goal was for it to be worldwide, to recognize that. But for us to come together and just reinforce positivity in our lives.
Absolutely, we can't have enough of that. And Christmas is so commercial now. I think it's nice to have something that makes you a bit more focused around your community. And Kwanzaa is very much about building the community.
Yeah.
It is. It's a good celebration.
Yeah, so it's like, 3 o'clock in UK?
Yeah, it's about 3:30 now, going to 4 o'clock. So I'm going to go back to sleep.
Okay, well, I'll be back on in the a.m. We're talking sports tomorrow morning.
All right, well, I'll try and drop in when I'm in work.
Okay. Are you off tomorrow or from your...
No, I'm in for at least half a day tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And then I go shopping. But I will be for half a day.
Oh, I need to be be there with you shopping.
I cannot wait to get to
London. Oh my God! And really, one of my goals, childhood goals. I've always wanted to open a boutique salon. I always wanted to open a store in London also. So, oh my goodness! And maybe Well, maybe not too late. But I would love to go shopping with you.
Oh. Well, I'm
did
not,
you have
you know,
fun shopping in Miami? Did you shop in Miami?
Yeah, I did. I shopped in Miami. I love the shops in Miami. There's some really nice things as well. But, you know, I'm not a big shopper. And at Christmas, I try and avoid too much shopping because the sales come in New Year. So, you know, really the smart thing is to save your money until the New Year and then go
exactly.
to the sales.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Some people don't realize that. Exactly.
Yeah. Spend all your money at Christmas. Wait for New Year.
And but
you know,
and to be honest, new, and then you know what? New items, really new items soon come into inventory, and some people don't realize that sometimes new items, spring items, are at sale prices too when they first come in. You know, then
yeah.
the price goes up. Some people don't notice and realize
right.
that. Because you sometimes you might notice, wow, this is a new item. Then when you go back to the store, it's been marked up.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get new inventory items, too, at a good price when you're shopping
absolutely.
After Christmas. Uh-huh. That's right. Share those tips. You know, that's what we love to talk about here. Talk about good shopping, discount shopping, getting the best, getting more for the money.
I hear that. I hear that.
Yeah.
Well, so, honey, I'm going to leave you. And we'll speak again tomorrow.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much. That was a nice surprise.
No problem.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. That was Ebony Empress of Real Talk. Yes, she is amazing. I love Ebony Empress. She is super cool. My UK friend, blogtalkradio.com cohort. Yes, indeed. Barnes to Trois, his elder Barnes Jr. Good thing. He will be a guest. It looked like on the first Saturday of the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Like he will be coming to see us on that night. Hopefully his manager will accompany him. Also a big shout out to Jay Michaels. And to Elder Barnes Jr., who is so awesome. Looking forward to talking with him. I hope you all enjoyed Pat last Thursday's broadcast where I profiled him and his music. Super amazing. He had a family emergency. That's why he was a no-show. But he's looking forward to spending some time with us in the very, very, very near future. So it looked like it would be that first Saturday in January. So you all set your calendars. I know many of you all who are DeBarge fans and supporters like yours truly anyway, and then just love El DeBarge Jr. also were really looking forward to it. But I'm glad that you enjoyed the profile also. So that was real. That's really awesome. So as soon as it is confirmed, you will be seeing the promo. But it looked like it's going to be the first Saturday in January where he will be spending time with us, telling us all about all his goals for 2013, his projects, and also what's going on for future dates and maybe future tour dates. You know, hey. So here's a good thing, El DeBarge Jr.
CoastToCoastMixtapes.com. Work it out for me, make the booty pop, get the blood flowing, baby keep me rock, I pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, back slowly, you know the coffee's sipping, and we ain't tripping off a weight, staying shaped, just lifting up my baby in the cake, see her face look shocked, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take it for a walk, no doodle, man. Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got good things. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your frame. Probably never got your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the top. Young homies keeping watch like the ex girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taking, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding names. Close name, kissing name. Ass where you man. Took it, niggas man. Took it, wide blast. Giving up career to free the cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trait and a CD, both covered in ash.
So through.
No more time for two. I ain't gonna say it soon. You gotta go.
I ain't got no time for you. Got me going on my mind. It ain't cool. And I'm so through with you. It ain't cool. Got me going on my mind.
Like that, that's cool. L. DeBarge Jr., that's a real cool tune. Organize Christmas. Simplify your holidays and celebrate the season. Interesting. Christmas Blessings Mix recipe. Count your blessings with Christmas Blessings Mix. Small bags of snack mix. Each ingredient reminds us of a holiday blessing. Bag in favor-sized gift bags and decorate with a holiday poem. Christmas Blessings Mix brings a festive touch to your Christmas celebrations. Share them with church friends, coworkers, or family for a meaningful gift. We make it easy to create Christmas blessing mix with a blessing mix. So when you visit Organize a Home, Christmas Organized Home, you will see this. Blessings mix. Ingredients. 2 cups of Bugles brand corn snacks. 2 cups of small pretzels. 1 cup of cinnamon imperials candy red hots. 1 cup of dried fruit bits or raisins, 1 cup of peanuts or sunflower seeds, 1 cup of M&M's brand chocolate candy, 16 Hershey's brand chocolate kisses, and printable gift tags. The instructions are, in a large bowl, gently mix all ingredients except the Hershey's kisses. Place 1/3 to 1/2 cup Christmas blessings mix in a small cellophane, treat bags, or zipper food storage bags. Add 1 Hershey's kiss to each bag, seal bag, or fold down top to seal. Attach your choice of free printable Christmas blessings mix gift tags or bag toppers or handwrite your own tags with the wording below. And you can make 16 Christmas blessings mix gift bags. And the poem goes as this: Bugles bring us the joyful message of the heavenly host announcing peace on earth, goodwill to men. helpful symbol of a mother's love and arms as Mary wrapped her son in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. Red hots, red berries to decorate the holly plant, a reminder of eternal life in Christ's redemption. Nuts are seeds, promise of a future harvest. One will reap only if seeds are planted and tended with diligence. Dried fruits remind us of the rich gifts brought by the wise men. M&Ms, memory of those who came before us to guide us to a blessed future. And Hershey's Kiss, the love of family and friends that sweetens our lives. And so that's really cool. So I'm putting that on Facebook and pinning it out into the universe. Yep. So amazing tip. Again, the Christmas blessings mix recipe. Been a blast. Still excited. Thank you to Ebony Empress for calling in. Looking forward. I will be a guest on her show along with many others that she have had on her show or that she networked with on January the 1st. Bringing in the new year, talking about the plans and goals for the new year. You all know that's a topic of mine that I love to talk about. And that it will be about goal setting and setting resolutions for the new year and also plans and projects for 2013. So I'm pinning this and sending this article out right quick. Which is really important. I yarned if you all heard a pause. I know, getting sleepy. Need to get some R&R. I guess Sally's getting him some rest. I'm headed to the switchboard. I know, I try not to let it be dead space, dead air. But that's why it's good to have someone else on air with you also. And, you know, maneuvering and doing other things. But thank you again for your support. For the UK listeners, rock. Worldwide listeners, rock. Aussie listeners, rock. Caribbean listeners, rock. All listeners, rock.
One horse open sleigh. Arnold's jail. I went out on the snow, and on my back I fell. A gent was riding by in a one-horse open sleigh. Laughed as there I sprawled, and I quickly rode away. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Bobtail pig, 40 as you see. Hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take a leap. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Check them out at ReverbNation.com. Oh, yeah.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s. Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing. Seawolf high fashion. I got your number. I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swagalicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Wrapped in punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. Seaworld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in Seaworld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for folk play, photo cow blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up, sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag. You remember this in the birth of the planetary fashion?
Wow, SeaWorld, high fashion, you all remember my talk with Dylan back in September. So a big shout out to everyone in his hometown of Pensacola, and with also where he attends school in Orlando. It's amazing.
Yeah. man, would have done better.
Oh, yeah. I know, I'm just enjoying the night, the groove. It's just been fun kicking off. Earlier this evening, celebrating the end of the year with Amy Domestico. John Sweet, I don't, he might have been listening in. He's another one of the blogtalkradio.com staffers also. But Alan Levy, so down to earth and so nice and supportive to us at blogtalkradio.com, and really appreciative of the listening audience.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Thank you.